Good afternoon. Welcome in. WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcand, Andy Hart. We are live at Gillette Stadium here on a Patriots Monday. Nice to have you with us here today. And it is a Patriots Monday, reacting to a brutal loss in San Francisco. One that most people predicted.
Who wouldn't have predicted that?
I don't know.
What idiot would have not predicted that game play out exactly the way it did?
I have no idea. But we played Red Sox there for you because it's their end of the season press conference, which is beginning right now. We'll carry it for you right here.
And that's exactly what we intend to do this offseason.
Greg, it's hard to, I guess it's hard to call this season a success, but in terms of your framework and the way you view this organization progressing over the next 5-10 years, how important was this first season in your eyes?
Yeah, so, you know, this is the time of year where we reflect on, you know, kind of where the organization is and where it's going. And I think as we think about where we are, the bottom line, as Sam just said, is, you know, we didn't reach our goal. Our goal every year should be to contend for a division title, to, you know, to poise ourselves for a deep playoff run. And, you know, with that as the standard here, we fell short. There's no dancing around that. We need to be better. You know, and that is not to say that there weren't things that should be reason for optimism, things that are really encouraging and exciting. We can point to the emergence of a number of position players that look to be cornerstones of, you know, the next great run here. We can look to the emergence of three homegrown starters who, you know, each made 30-plus starts and reached innings totals that they hadn't seen before, you know. But at the end of the day, I think our fans have the expectation that we're going to compete for World Series championships. We share that expectation with them, and we fell short this year.
What do you need to do? What do you think you need to do?
Yeah, so I think there are a number of things that we've already started to do, you know, behind the scenes in terms of building out, you know, a front office that we believe is modern and positions us to make great decisions as it relates to player acquisitions and player development. Some shifts in philosophy that we think will, you know, help build a pitching talent development pipeline that will feed our big league team. But I think the reality here, right, is that, you know, we shouldn't have to look behind the scenes to determine progress or success. You know, that should be readily demonstrated by the product that we put on the field at Fenway every day. You know, and so we need to improve our defense, right? We can point to a defense that was, you know, kind of bottom of the league, you know, especially our infield defense. You know, we had the second most blown saves in the league. So shoring up our bullpen. You know, obviously our lineup is pretty imbalanced in terms of being left-handed heavy, you know, figuring out how to balance that out, how to take advantage of, you know, the short left field wall. You know, we saw the effect of a guy like Tyler and 30-plus home runs, you know, as a right-handed power hitter in the middle of the lineup. So I think the combination of, you know, improving starting pitching depth, you know, rebuilding the bullpen, we have some notable losses there, shoring up the defense and balancing out the lineup.
A hallmark of this organization 23 years that we've been willing to invest into major league payroll and into all aspects of the baseball operation. It's also been a hallmark that we don't talk publicly about what we plan to do with our payroll, not because we're trying to hide anything from the media or the fans. We just don't like to talk publicly about our payroll plans because we see it as a competitive advantage in the American League East to not tip our hands to our competitors. That said, I can assure you that the feeling is that our fans have been through a lot. They've been patient, and it's time to get back where we belong. We thought we had a good shot at getting there this year, but it's time to get back and go for that division title, play baseball in the postseason, That's why we're here. That's literally why the three of us are here. There's nothing like October baseball, and that's our responsibility and our obligation to the best fans in baseball. We fell short of that this year, but we're going to work tirelessly to get us back where we belong in the American League East. That's our commitment, to do everything we can. And talk is cheap right now. Words are hollow, but that's what we're gonna work on this offseason.
Sam, as you say, do everything you can. Do you have an expectation or a hope that the payroll will be higher than it was this year?
I don't know where the payroll is going to land. I know that we're going to be focused on win totals and getting into that postseason. You can't mess around in 83, 84, or 85 wins. That's not where you want to be. You want to win the division, get in, be in a position where you're sitting in a bye position and lining up who's going to be starting game one of the next series. That's where we want to be.
And speaking of the fans, it's been 3 years since you made the playoffs. Where will ticket prices be next year?
So ticket prices now, Pete, are set throughout the course of the year. And it's dynamic pricing. So ticket prices go up during the year, they go down, and they change based upon demand. So I can't tell you overall where ticket prices will be for 2025. I can tell you that if you looked where we were in 2023 to 2024, now that the 24 season is over, on average, overall, the ticket price increase was 1.7% for this year, for 2024. I can't tell you where we're going to be for 2025 until after the season, because prices change throughout the course of the year.
So you set certain levels for certain?
We do, yes. We set certain levels for some portion of our tickets that are season tickets. Some categories there will stay flat. Some will go up. And we'll see where that average number ends up. But I can tell you, as a season ticket holder, on average, you're getting about 15 to 20% off of what an individual game buyer purchases.
So, what's the status of the coaching staff?
Yeah, the kind of evaluation process is ongoing. Alex and I are beginning those conversations, and we'll continue to have them. So nothing to announce right now outside of, we feel like in the same way that in the office or on the field, we need to do everything we possibly can to position ourselves to be the best team that we can. We'll do the same thing for our staff and announce anything when it is appropriate.
Alex, I'm curious. Each of your seasons in Boston has come with its own unique challenges. This season is even more unique. It felt like at the All-Star break, you were playoff contenders, and all of a sudden that started to dissipate. What have you learned as a coach and as a manager from this season in particular?
What I learned in 2019, every season is different, right? We were great in 18. We were okay in 19. 21 was awesome, right? And the last few years have been a struggle, right? And I learned a lot, just dealing with a young roster, the player developing thing doesn't stop in AAA. We can do it here, and I think as a group, from top to bottom, we did an outstanding job helping these kids to be better, and you saw the results. Obviously, we fell short, right? But at the end, you start, looking at it piece by piece, right? And there's a lot of success stories. Others, not so great, but we learned from those ones, for that one, and we should be better in the offseason attacking those things.
And forgive me if you guys have addressed this before, but the status on Kenley Jansen, unrestricted free agent, do we know any of why he left the team, or is there any more that you can give us?
Yeah, I talked about it yesterday. Yeah, well, I had a conversation with Kenley as soon as we were done. I told him, he was free to go, go home, and it was a manager's decision.
Sam, when you look back and reflect, do you feel like ownership did enough for this team on the field over the last year? Committed enough?
No. We're not there. That's on us. I mean, you can phrase it any way you want, but when you fall short of your expectations, you can always do more. And we feel that obligation and that responsibility each and every year. There was a feeling this year, particularly yesterday in the ballpark. It was like, we don't want this to end. This has been, in a lot of ways, a season where sort of what could have been. And so we need to do more. We need to be better in every aspect within our ownership group, within the front office. And we're not here to be having press conferences on September 30th or October 1st. We're here to be talking about postseason play, and that's where we got to get back to.
A year ago at this time, we were told it was going to be a full throttle offseason. That didn't happen. Why should we believe you now? Why should fans believe you now when you sort of say the same thing?
Look, I think our job is to walk the walk and do all the right things from a baseball perspective that position us to be good for the long term. We fell short, and so we'll have to let our actions speak louder than our words. And that's always true. That's always been true. Things have worked out pretty well here when we've had success on the field, and we feel that burning urgency to get back to postseason play.
Can you say FSG plans on bidding on the Celtics?
I don't see it to be appropriate to talk about the Celtics today, other than to say congrats on another world championship. But that's not on our radar right now.
Además, piensa que los aficionados después de tres años de no ver postemporada, sobre todo lo positivo que salió de esto y lo que hay que ver para el próximo
año. Go ahead.
Sí, me llamo Sam.
No, un año de altas y bajas, pero creo que estamos en una muy buena posición entrando a lo que es el off-season para trabajar de la manera correcta, para tener un producto de calidad en el terreno de juego. 81 juegos ganados no es suficiente, y no es suficiente para entrar a octubre, y aquí la meta no es entrar a octubre nada más, es ganar la división y obviamente ganar la Serie Mundial. Muchas historias buenas, como dije antes, muchas cosas positivas, de las negativas aprendemos, estamos destacando la temporada muerta de la manera correcta. Hay muchos planes ya corriendo, obviamente seguirle el paso de los muchachos, seguir ayudándolos y estar listo para cuando lleguemos en febrero a Fort Myers, darle ese paso adelante y ganar la división.
Could you talk about I think I heard you mention the depth of pitching, the rotation. What about the high-end part of that? Do you feel you have the guys here? Is that part of maybe acquiring someone? Where do you sit there?
Yeah, I think we are very open to improving our rotation and our bullpen through a number of paths. We intend to be aggressive in exploring all of those, to act decisively when opportunities present themselves. I think we would benefit from both. I'm sure at some point there will be a question about potentially the reasons for struggles in the second half, and I do think overall organizational depth is something that we can point to as an area that needs to be strengthened so that, in the second half, as inevitably guys get hurt or performance regresses, we have capable players who can step in and make that transition seamlessly. And at the same time, everyone, every team in baseball is well served by having someone at the front of the rotation that can win a game when the team needs it, can win a playoff game. I think, fortunately, we saw a number of guys in the rotation this year take a step forward. I don't want to devalue the job that guys like Tanner and Brian and Cutter and others did. But at the same time, we need to get better, and we need to be open to any opportunity to do that.
Yeah. Fred, you talked about Dallas and New Orleans. That would seem to indicate you might make some trades. Is there anybody on the roster that you wouldn't consider trading?
I think at this point everything has to be on the table. I think to position ourselves otherwise could potentially eliminate a possibility. Now, the reality is oftentimes values don't match up where it makes sense to, trade someone that we believe is going to be a superstar here for a really long time. But I think to approach a conversation and take people off the table just doesn't make sense given our need to improve the product on the field.
Sam, you said something that was, that was interesting to me. You said yesterday it felt like you didn't want to tank. And for my generation of Red Sox fans, being brought up through 04, 7, 13, it did kind of feel like this was the closing of a chapter. From the people around me, I guess the question that we have in our generation is, how do you develop the next generation of Red Sox fans? How do you give them something to believe in and to hope in when they haven't seen 04, they haven't seen 07?
Yeah, It's a great question. One of the most important things we do is provide accessibility to Fenway Park for young people. Probably everybody in this room fell in love with baseball because of our ability to either go to a major league park or a minor league park. So accessibility to Fenway Park is massively important to us, and we think about it each and every day. And then you get to come in and you experience the magic of this place, and you also experience the core group that we have, players like Jaron Duran and Willie Abreu, and seeing Trevor Story come back and Rafi night in and night out. The building blocks of that next great Red Sox team, we hope are there and in place. And we also, I would tell that next generation that we have the right group in leadership in our baseball operation. We've got Brez and AC committed here for the long term, and that's a really good thing for Red Sox fans.
Sam, even when you were spending more freely and getting better results on the field, John made it quite well known that he did not, with few exceptions, believe in investing in free agent starting pitchers in their 30s because of the risk involved. Given that, and the fact that most free agents are 30 or close to it, is it more likely that Craig's directive is to address that need for an ace through a trade?
I think it's more likely that every avenue will be explored, and this ownership group has taken a lot of heat, probably deservedly so, because we haven't been where we need to be the last couple of years. I can tell you this ownership group feels urgency and a hunger to explore every avenue, as Brez said, to improve and build upon this team to get back into the postseason.
If I can just jump in.
All right, there you go. That is a portion of the exit interview or the press conference at the end of the season here for the Boston Red Sox. Sam Kennedy, Craig Breslow, and Alex Cora answering questions from the media there. We'll get into some of that, but we will also kick off our Patriots Monday, as we have a lot to react to from yesterday. A brutal loss for the Patriots in San Francisco. We'll get to all of that. First, here's Stiz with what's trending.